It is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Today's poems are by New Orleans poet John Gary from a new book of poems, Have At You Now. This poem is entitled Spring Offensive, and it has an epigraph by Thomas Hardy, So Little Cause for Carolings. Spring Offensive by John Gary. The birds keep singing in the dark, as undeterred as Englishmen in Africa, my neighbors quiet, sound asleep. I lie here stark and fast, near the millennium, bewildered and as unconsoled by all the things I thought I knew as empires by their allies. Still, this music fills my room, unspoiled as though it were the one true thing my country hasn't tried to kill or bind into its vast regime. If I, too, could only sing, instead of tossing dumbly through the night, anxious to exercise this dream and rest in peace in my own bed, I might not dread the morning light, dread finding out what new assault was launched in darkness from the sky against whomever's next in line to be disposed of. So who's at fault then, these ecstatic birds or I? Cowering in my own design of arrogance, hung up on the air, I'm stuck, the victim of their song, whether propaganda or prayer, insisting nothing can go wrong, and nothing I do can defy it. And the second poem by John Gary from Have At You Now. John Gary, a New Orleans poet who teaches at UNO. The poem, Acceptance Finally. As when a street out of town evens, narrows without warning, into the gentle right turn neither of us anticipated, then abruptly enters a dense fog, so we stop and log hours of lying still on our backs like two girls at the toe of a tall pine, tugging at our wrists and tilting our knees up until the last bare needles high in the trees scribble across the sky's clearing. We twist over each other, squinting to see what one day we will remember as the clouds now sweeping south, a surge of sheer delight, our blue prize.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque. Thank you.